Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They decided to collect guards. They collected guards and more guards and guards. They had 5 first-round picks, and they took, Dan, 5 guards. 4 guards and a forward.
But the forward referred to as a point center.
And the poor guy they took, Danny Wolfe, the last guy, and he's listed as a forward, but he's more of a point center, you're right. I believe he went to Yale and then transferred to Michigan. That kid, in you know how they put the camera on you and you're sitting there and everything else, he was distraught late in the first round. And I mean he looked like he had tears in his eyes before he was drafted. Then he finally gets drafted and he was distraught. And then he's up on stage with his mom and dad, and mom had tears in her eyes, and they took a shot of his brother who was sitting back there, and his brother was trying to humor him. While he was sitting there, you know, waiting it out, because I'm wondering, who's that guy? Who is that guy? And then they later said it was his brother. But he was trying to be the straight man while Danny Wolfe was sitting there not getting drafted. And whoever it was at the time, I didn't know it was his brother, trying to give him, I'm giving that guy complete credit. You're giving it your best shot to keep this kid's head in the game. Nice job. Once he was on stage, they cut to the brother sobbing. This guy was sobbing, and it was very touching. And Jay Billis was right. More emotion last night. These guys are like, I mean, a lot of these guys were just over the moon excited to be drafted. And that's great. That's a really great experience.
It's fantastic, and it's something that they're never going to forget for the rest of their lives.
No.
It was a wonderful thing, and they should be emotional. You have been on this earth anywhere between 18 and 25 years, doing nothing but busting your rear end to get to the NBA. And the minute that you cross that threshold and achieve that goal, yeah, you should be emotional. That's awesome.
Yeah, it really is.
You've done something that, gosh, 0.001 of the population has been able to achieve.
That's a little high, probably.
Yeah. I mean, that's an amazing feat. You should be emotional. Not to mention, you're setting yourself and your family, if you play your cards right and work really hard and have the skill set, to set your family and generations before and after you up for a good period of time.
I couldn't agree more. Another guy who was drafted last night, I thought it was really interesting. Derek Queen from Maryland, big guy and with some skill. You might remember he hit a game winner in the NCAA tournament for Maryland. And he was asked in his walk-off interview there, and this was great. Was it Monica McNutt? Is that who it was?
I believe so.
Yeah, she's doing those interviews. And she said, you know, you hit the walk-off, and then there was something else, and then tonight, draft night, what's the biggest moment? And he said, well, it's definitely this. He said, I can hit other walk-offs. But this is a once-in-a-lifetime. And I thought, you're right.
You are right.
You're actually right.
First, the Crab Five is one of the all-time great nicknames. The starting lineup of the Maryland Terrapins in that tournament run, they were calling them the Crab Five,
yeah,
which is just an all-timer. That needs to be stated first. Second, I know we are not doing a sports talk radio show in New Orleans, but what in God's green earth is Joe Dumars doing? Give up an unprotected first-round pick to move up to get him?
In Joe we trust?
I hope so, because that's,
yeah,
that's a choice. I mean, that pick could be like really high next year.
Yeah. Yeah.
In Joey Trust, but Jiminy Christmas.
Especially in a lottery where you never know. A, it could be high in the first place, and then secondly, you could even get luckier.
Not to mention you're hitching your wagon to Zion and thinking he might be healthy, and you brought in Jordan Poole, and I don't know where that team is going, but just needed to be said.
In Joey Trust.
That's a decision.
Hey, it's the pride of the McNeese State Cowboys. He knows what he's doing.
Been on this show a couple times, too. I'm pulling for him.
Oh, yeah.
But Golly, that's a choice.
Another guy who was drafted last night from UConn, Liam McNeely. And he went to high school with Derek Queen and with Cooper Flagg at, what, is it Montford? So there were four guys drafted in the first round from the same high school. And in his walk-off interview, he was being pretty cool and calm. And then he was asked, what about your high school teammates? And, you know, you guys did this together, and here you are. It's all paying off. And he just started sobbing, thinking about his high school teammates. I'm just so proud of them. I mean, some of the emotion last night was very, very touching, and I give them a lot of credit. Now, let's get realistic on this, shall we?
Got to start at some point.
If there's a bigger crapshoot than the NBA draft, it's the MLB draft.
You're right.
The NFL draft, that's pretty hard to screw up if you have a first or second round pick. Insert your own joke here. Stop. Dan, don't say a word. It's pretty hard to screw up. Go ahead, Browns fans. Insert a joke here. Go ahead.
All you got to do is look over and see if your alarm clock is there.
The NBA draft is a crapshoot. Because you see, you know, go back and look 10 years ago and look at who was drafted. And then look who was drafted high. And you think, I'm sorry, who's that guy? And then you look down, oh, he was taken 30th. And so it's a crapshoot. And it always amazes me how teams pass on a guy or three who end up going in the 20s, who end up being really good. You know, and that's, though I hate the trades where you give up first-round draft choices, you know, that's why I think, you know, the Donovan Mitchell trade, the Rudy Gobert trade, the DeJounte Murray trade, the Pascal Siakam trade, the Desmond Bane trade, I don't like those trades. However, it's a crapshoot for a lot of those late picks in the first round. But if you hit those, what a great way to build your team, because it's economical and there are assets that you can trade. So that's why I hate those. But man, what a crapshoot. And it always amazes me that these great basketball minds, and I'm not kidding when I say that, these great basketball minds miss on so many guys taken like in the top 10. And then somebody drops to 27 and he becomes a great player. Jimmy Butler went 30th. How'd that happen? Desmond Bane was a very late pick.
Draymond.
How's that happen? Draymond goes in the second round.
Nikola Jokic, drafted during a Taco Bell commercial.
After his counterpart, Nikola Jovic. Oh, no, yeah. Who is it? No, Jokic, excuse me. Yes. I get all of my Denver drafted centers confused. You know, but he was the second center they drafted. It's weird to me that that happens as often as it does.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It tells you something about basketball that I wonder if maybe football doesn't have as much. Because, like, this is going to sound bad.
They're drafting these guys a year out of college.
Right. You're drafting
one year out of high school.
You're drafting them a year out of college, one year out of high school.
One year out of high school, yeah.
The three things that you can't teach are heart, hustle, and give a damn. And I don't know how many of those guys fall into the category of missing one or two of those three things when they find their way to this level. Some of them, and again, I have no idea. I've never been in that position. I've talked to a couple people who have been in that position because I've been lucky enough to do this show. But like, I don't know those things. And I wonder how much that plays into it. Like, I wonder how much and I hate to use this guy as the example, but the Michael Beasley example, immensely talented guy.
Yeah.
Through the roof talent and just fell out.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't have his priorities in order. The natural talent got him so far. The work ethic didn't back it up. It's having that total package to be able to do it. And I wonder if maybe it's what you're saying, Jeff, where we're talking 1 year out of high school. We have no idea.
I mean, think about it. Think about where you were 1 year out of high school.
I was the biggest dum-dum you would have ever talked to in your life.
Well, good to see things have...
Now I'm in the 5% of dum-dums.
For instance, Ace Bailey last night, the other kid from Rutgers, along with Ron Harper's son, Dylan. He didn't want to work out for teams. He let it be known that he didn't. He stiffed. Was it the Sixers that he completely stiffed?
Yeah. He was at dinner.
Yes. And so he doesn't work out. He stiffs teams. He's not. Well, he's 18.
Right.
He's 18 years old.
Right.
He might be getting really bad advice from whoever his agency is, but he's 18. He still got drafted in fifth overall by the Utah Jazz, who, by all accounts, he didn't want to go to.
Right.
Doesn't matter. You draft him. Hey, you're in the NBA, and you've been assigned to the Utah Jazz. If you don't want to go, go ahead and sit. You can go ahead and sit. Go ahead.
Right. Go.
But if you'd like to make millions of dollars, enjoy Salt Lake City. It's a nice town.
You can go play at Olympiacos. We're cool with that.
Go. Enjoy it.
Yeah. Enjoy Real Madrid. Enjoy Tel Aviv.
Like, Chinese League has some good teams.
Right. Go play for those. I wonder how much of it is.
But a knucklehead like that, and I say knucklehead only because he's 18 years old, doesn't make teams shy away because they see the talent that is there and they probably understand, he's 18 years old. We'll get him in here. We'll work with him. It'll be fine.
We'll sit him down. We'll go, buddy, this is your shot. I know this isn't, the biggest glamorous city that you've ever wanted to go to in your whole life, but I'm going to sit you down and we're going to have a conversation about how this is what you need to do to succeed at this level. I'm Danny Ainge. I could drop all sorts of championship rings down on the table for you and tell you to follow me and I'll make sure you roll.
Here's the other aspect of this. The NFL rule, guys have to spend a certain amount of time in college before they can come out. It's smart. It's flat out smart. Major League Baseball drafts kids out of high school. Well, guess what? They send those kids to places where they're playing with other 18 and 19-year-olds, and they have a lot of supervision and a lot of coaching. And it's designed for kids who are 18 or 19 years old to slowly move their way up through an organization. There are levels. You got four minor league teams you got to work your way through before you can get to the major leagues. If you get drafted by an NBA team, that 18-year-old Ace Bailey is going to be on a team next year. He's right. Going to be traveling as a 19-year-old. He turns 19 in August. You're traveling. You're on your own. You're going to have to make decisions. You're going to have to look out for yourself. You might have an uncle with you on the road. You might have an aunt with you on the road. That might happen. It's happened for other players. Maybe they fly separately and are in cities with you. At the very least, you can be sure he's going to have somebody living in Salt Lake City with him. Guess what? That's a good idea.
Absolutely.
That's a good idea. But the NFL doesn't have to deal with a whole lot of that because they don't get 18 and 19-year-olds. In Major League Baseball, the minor leagues are designed for that. And that's why, I think, Dan, that's why part of the crapshoot of the NBA is not going to go away because they keep drafting these young kids. And they should be able to draft the young kids, and the young kids should be able to come out.
Correct. If you could throw a grenade, you should be able to shoot a basketball.
Well, you're allowed to vote.
Exactly. You're allowed to vote.
Allowed to buy a drink.
It's the same exact thing. Like, you should be able to do this, but it's always going to have that level to it. And hopefully the Cavs find some guys who can help with that. And more than anything else, maybe they might look a different direction.
What direction might that be? Menigan has suggestions. I have suggestions. Because you can find guys in the second round who can actually play in the NBA. How do you do it? We help the Cavs next here on Baskin and Phelps.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.